This is the If It Wasn't for Trucks EP release special, and that was actually the title track off the EP. You can get it now on your favorite streaming or download service, and we only have one more song to talk to Riley about. He's been joining us via Zoom to fill us in on this album. The last song on the EP is called Behind the Times, and I just have to say, I love this song. I love the play on words and the imagery, and I feel like I have a pretty good idea, but was there a specific man behind the times that inspired this song? Tell me about it.
Well, Behind the Times is a pretty literal, straightforward story type song. I was like that Craig Morgan song, Almost Home. I love that song. I used to cover it all the time. And there's not as much room for those type of songs as there used to be, but I hate to lose that. You know, that's such a cool thing to go sit down and have that conversation. There's another one. Brad Paisley had Waiting on a Woman. I love that thought of going to learn something from an older generation, because I don't think that happens anymore like it used to. I mean, I spent my summers with my granddaddies. I think my dad's a great guy and I respect him to death. Well, my granddaddies told me something. It was fact, you know? So I think social media is where people learn stuff now. I think people want to learn how to do something. They get on YouTube, you know, watch a video. They don't go talk to these people that have lived for 80 years and experienced these things. So that message is probably the biggest part of it. You know, a man can learn a lot from a man behind the time. It's kind of how you say it. And obviously, as a songwriter, if you can do a play on words in a song, you're getting a little bit icing on the cake. So we did that. And as far as it being about a specific person, it's probably about my two granddaddies. You know, I mean, some of the things they would say, similar to I wish grandpa's never died, and that there's a lot of values that they had that are really old fashioned. I don't think they were wrong. You know, I mean, they're not as relevant as they used to be, but only love one woman, went to church on our first date, back when free love was raised. I mean, like, stuff like that, you don't hear that anymore. So I think it's pretty cool to be able to write a song that could possibly be listened to and played today that is behind the times, so to speak.
Well, like I said, I love this song. And I feel like the answer to this question could possibly be your grandfather's as well. But I'm curious, you know, everybody, we at times have to make decisions and try to stay out of trouble. And you've got that little angel and devil on your shoulder. Who is the angel that's kind of whispering in your ear saying, Riley, don't mess up. Riley, make the right decision. Who is that angel for you that's trying to help you out?
I don't know if I have enough of them. It's definitely family. I mean, one thing about my granddaddies, and I don't know that I've said this in an interview, but when I wrote I Wish Grandpa's Never Died, the title I actually had wrote down was When Grandpa's Knew Everything. And I say that, short story of that is, I took a girl out to a farm that we have, family farm, and we had a little fire by the lake in the middle of the night, probably drinking some beers. The next day, I get home from church, and my Uncle Ty's like, man, did you hear about the fire over there? I'm like, what, like burn up, like literally almost burnt the barn down, like the creek stopped the fire. And I'm like losing my mind. I'm driving over there and I pass my granddaddy Buford in his little white Datsun. And he's like, did you hear about the fire over there? I'm like, I'm going to look at it. Yeah. And he's like, I knew. I don't know how, but he never said anything. That was the thought of just like, they knew everything. So for me to think now that they're watching the things I'm doing in my life, it's enough to keep somebody straight, I think. You want people to be proud of you, especially people that were that impactful on you.
Yeah, that's the thing about grandparents. You might think that you're fooling them, but you're not fooling anybody. They know everything. And you'll find this song on Riley Green's new EP, If It Wasn't for Trucks. This is Behind the Times on Big Machine Radio.